You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. J2001 sent me a very interesting article. Now, before I even start this article, this proves one simple thing. Modern problems require modern solutions. And with that being said, this article was published on the 9th of November. Brothel offers free session to patrons who get the Charlie 19 poke on site. Oh, the jab and poke jokes are going to flow with this one. And I'm going to go ahead and start it off. The men got the poke. The women got the poke. Everybody's happy. Guess a spoonful of sugar really does make the medicine go down. An Austrian brothel has devised an ingenious way to incentivize people. Now let's go ahead and replace people with men to get the Charlie 19 jab by offering promised patrons a free fling with a professional of their choosing if they get poked at the bordello. Quote unquote, "We are very popular." Christopher Lilacker, director of the Fun Palace in Vienna, told Reuters of the enticing new initiative, which they created in response to the recent government mandate barring the unvaccinated from restaurants and other indoor areas amid an infection spike last week. The measure, known as 2G, had reportedly caused a 50% dip in the number of clients at the brothel, the Daily Mail reported. Wow. See, gentlemen, this is why us men are so damn smart. This guy saw a problem and he capitalized on it. To help stem the financial hemorrhage, Fun Palace is offering the Charlie 19 jab every Monday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. throughout the end of November. Best of all, men who get inoculated on site will be gifted a free 30-minute session in the Skin Merchants VIP Club with quote-unquote the lady of their choice. Think of it as a sexy nurse role-playing scenario, but with actual medical care. You know what? I truly cannot knock this guy's hustle. Many men, very many men with a migration background, virtually refuse the jab or don't even know that you can be vaccinated, lamented Fun Palace manager Peter Laskaris. And since we are actually reaching this target group, we decided to set up a vaccination street here. And the Cat House's inoculation station isn't just open to lecherous adult men. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a lecherous old man. You know what that's called? Being a red-blooded man. Boys as young as 14 are reportedly allowed access to the clinic, provided they have an adult with them, while women are also being encouraged to head to the Fun Palace for a Charlie 19 shot. You see that? Boys as young as 14 are being allowed access to the clinic. Business has skyrocketed following their clever skin-scentive program. Quote-unquote, Since the 2G rule, vaccinated or recovered, has been in place, there has been a real rush to get vaccinated, said Lascaris. We have had a lot of people come in today to get vaccinated. I would have gotten vaccinated anyway, but the 2G rule has certainly accelerated things a little, said one satisfied. Oh, he was satisfied in more than one way. Vaccine recipient known only as Gerard, surname withheld. Quote unquote. And since an acquaintance of mine organized this action, I thought, let's go for it. He added, I think this is perfectly okay because we can achieve a better immunization rate this way, and that's necessary to end the pandemic at some point. Nah, buddy, it's never going to end. Too many people have gotten the taste of power, and we know the old saying about power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. The Bordello boss, Lilacker, hopes that the initiative will help the country achieve the 70 to 75% vax rate required for hard immunity. Currently, only 63% of Austrians have received the jab, the National News reported. Fortunately, thanks in part to the new 2G restrictions, doctors have already administered 213,000 jabs this week, the highest number since early August, the local reported. Fun Palace isn't the first organization to offer perks for the inoculated. In a much less sexy incentive program on this side of the pond, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf offered state employees 5 days of paid leave if they got the jab at a city-run site. America, this is how you incentivize people. Give people something that they really want. Now, of course, when we talk about the whole idea of the brothel and, you know, literal, you know, professional work, we have to ask this question, even though I'm going to give you guys my answer, but you guys are free to put your answer in the comment section below. Why is it that particularly in liberal states, there are no legitimate brothels? Men in particularly America have decided that the American woman is completely no longer worth pursuing or anything like that. But yet these men are still told without being told that you need to get out there and be productive and you will get nothing. So yeah. And of course the typical excuses are being thrown out, which are porn and video games. Now, why is that? Oh, yeah, that's right, because porn and video games don't have any true spokesmen. But then again, they don't need any true spokesmen. It's always a problem with the men. Now, going back to my original question of why are there no legitimate brothels in the other 49 states? Nevada got it right. Well, we have to go back and look at the Mann Act. Now, I have to call a spade on this one. The only reason why, in my humble opinion, that there are not legitimate brothels is because there is still a section of white guys that will feel some way knowing that their white daughter got plowed by a black guy. We have to call this what it is. Jack Johnson. So go research the Mann Act and really look into it. But I still find it ironic, even though interracial relationships are all over the place, but yet we still want to hide behind this whole human trafficking argument, which is, that is so much bunk. It is bunk. And another reason is they still need men to follow the programming of work hard, you will find a woman that will love you, and you'll walk off into the sunset, blah, 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 until she decides she's no longer happy and divorce rapes you to kingdom come. Yeah. But hey, it is what it is. But all in all, this article simply proves one thing. If people are given what they really want, then you can get what you want. Everybody wins. Like I said, a modern problem required a modern solution. Just saying. Oh, well, let me know what you guys think. Read the article. And ladies, the power for a lot of you has gone out. Insofar as your backup plan, the guys that you really don't want, once you're done with the carousel, yeah, those guys have pretty much jumped ship and they've retreated into their video games and into porn. So guess what? They have no reason to wait around for you. Oh, well, oh, well. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.